Good afternoon and welcome to Critical Perspectives on Life Course and Time Trend Analyses, Social Justice and the Politics of Public Health Data. I want to call your attention to the other sessions that Spirit of 1848 is hosting this APHA. After this session at 4:30, we have what we refer to as our integrative session, where we integrate politics of public health data, pedagogy, and history in one session, and that's going to be that's in room 303, so just next door. Tomorrow morning, we have our progressive pedagogy session at 8:30 in the morning, and that's also, I guess that's this room, 302. And then we have our student poster session, which is at tomorrow at 12:30 to 1:30. And I'd like to invite all of you to our business meeting, which happens Tuesday night, tomorrow night at 6:30, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And this is where we get together and brainstorm for sessions on next year, for next year. So if you would, we definitely want you to come. We want to hear your voices. We want to hear your ideas for next year. We have no financial disclosures. And then finally, want to invite you to sign up to our listserv, and this is how you would subscribe to it. We also have a sign-in sheet in the back. We'd love to have you sign in so we can keep track of how many attendees that we have at this session. We appreciate that very much. Okay, so I'm Catherine Cubbin. I'm at the University of Texas at Austin School of Social Work. I'll be moderating this session. We're very lucky we have a multidisciplinary panel today, representing sociology, geography, medicine, and film production. And as the title indicates, you're going to be hearing about critical approaches to the life course concept and a critical understanding of inequities in health in the United States. Our first talk, we're going to hear about conceptual inflation as it relates to the life course in terms of research translation as well as public health planning. Then we're going to hear about the role of politics and political institutions as primary explanatory factors to explain inequities in health in the United States. And then finally, we're very lucky to be able to see clips from the forthcoming project from California Newsreel called American Birthright, which reframes the way we think about early child health development. So I'm going to introduce our speakers briefly. We're going to take some questions and answers after each presentation, and then we're going to have an open structured discussion at the very end of the session. So our first speaker is Laura Senior. She's an assistant professor in the departments of Community and Environmental Sociology and Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Her research interests include sociology of public health and medicine, community environmental health, and environmental justice. And our second speaker is Claire Bambra, and Claire is professor of public health policy and director of the Wolfson Research Institute for Health and Wellbeing at Durham University in the UK. She's a social scientist with research interests in health inequalities, the politics of health, and comparative health policy. And Claire has distributed some flyers for her book that's just come out. And then finally, we're going to hear from Larry Edelman and Rochelle Poulin, and they are respectively the executive producer and director of public engagement for the forthcoming documentary series American Birthright, which now has a new title, The Raising of America. They played similar roles in Unnatural Causes as Inequality Making Us Sick. Edelman also produced Race, The Power of an Illusion, and other award-winning documentaries over the decades for California Newsreel. So thank you very much. So I'm Laura. Would you like to come up, please?